Welcome back and welcome to another year of Mishnah Podcast. This year we'll be studying Seder Nashim, the order of the halachot that deal with women, marriage, divorce, right, Kiddushin, Gerushin, Ksuva, Yibum, Leveret marriage, and other assorted topics. The Seder of Nashim begins with Yevamos, with the laws of Leveret marriage. I have strategically decided that we will do that last. Hopefully we'll coast out the year with it. But it's not to scare anybody off, and we're going to start with Ksuvos. So today we'll learn the first four Mishnayos in the first chapter of Mishnah Ksuvos. It begins as follows. Basula Nises Liyom HaRavi'i. A virgin is married on Wednesday. Ve'almana, a widow, Liyom Chamishi, on Thursday. Now why should that be? Shepamai b'Shabbos batei dinin yoshvin ba'ayaros. Right, there were in the cities, the courts, the Jewish courts, the Beit Din convened on 2 days, Bayom HaSheni uVayom HaChamishi, on Monday and Thursday. She'im haya lo tana besulim. If the person, the man wakes up and he has a claim that she was not a virgin, Hayamashkim le Beit Din, he would go straight to Beit Din. So let's take a step back and try and understand what's going on here. The issue is as follows. Today, halachic engagement in marriage happens, right, in the span of anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, depending on how long the chazan sings. But it all happens under the chuppah. The ring ceremony is the halachic engagement, the erusin, and then the standing under the chuppah, the sheva brachos, that's the nisuin. So you get engaged and married in one felt swoop. Back in the day, they would have the erusin, right, the harayat mikudeshet li, a while before, even could be weeks or months before the actual wedding, which creates a situation where the woman is halachically engaged. She is an arusa for, you know, however long it is between those two ceremonies. If she has an affair in that time period, she is forbidden to her husband. And therefore, the Mishnah says the wedding should be on Wednesday, so that if something happens, you go straight to court on Thursday. What the concern is twofold. One is if they're prohibited from being together, so they should know it and they should separate. The reason they want the proximity of the wedding to the day of Beit Din is because the guy might decide, I like her. She's very nice, beautiful, whatever it is, and not go to Beit Din. A couple of days go by and they decide to just stick it out and forget the halacha. So in order to try and make sure that the halacha is kept, you have the wedding on Wednesday, so you don't have time to really think about it and decide. You go straight to Beit Din in the morning. The widow on Thursday is just to give you Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, that they can hang out together before he goes back to work on Sunday. Interestingly, certainly the Mishnah and codified, it's really not one of the factors that people take into consideration today when they are planning weddings, right? Nobody says, let's plan our wedding specifically on a Wednesday. When that changed, I'm not sure, but certainly today that's not the case. Mishnah Bet talks about the dollars of the ksuva. Right? The ksuva is a rabbinic institution to protect the woman. Right? Torah law, the husband gives a divorce, and they are separated, they're finished, with no financial obligation at all. And back in those days, it was not so simple for a woman to be on her own, to find a job, to take care of herself. It's hard for us to think and go back. We take thankfully for granted today our situation, but there the woman was somewhat helpless, and therefore the rabbis instituted a ksuva that the husband has to provide for his wife. She shouldn't be out in the street with nothing. So this Mishnah talks about the Ikar Ksuva. There's also a Tosefes. There's an additional amount they put in. This is the Ikar Ksuva, the primary amount in the Ksuva. Besula, a woman, a first marriage, a virgin. Ksuvasa Masayim is 200 dinars. Ve'almana mana. A widow gets 100. I know that some of these, as we go through, might not seem, certainly not PC to the modern ear. It's a longer discussion. Certainly, please, if anyone's interested in having it, call or email me. Bisula Almana. So here you have an interesting case where the woman is an almana, her husband died, but they never consummated the marriage. Or grusha v'chalutza min ha'erusin. Right? Let's say they had this halachic engagement, they decided to break it off. Right? So there is a get from that. Or if the husband dies while they're engaged, the brother does chalitza. Then ksuva san masayim. If they get remarried, the next ksuva still maintains the 200 dinar amount. V'yesh lahan ta'anat b'tzulim. Right? And somebody can claim against them, right? They were supposed to be virgins. They were, right? If you never consummated the marriage or you were only halachically engaged, certainly in the eyes of halacha, right? The woman should still be a besula. And therefore, the next husband would have the same issue that if she had an affair, they'd be prohibited, etc., etc. Hagioret v'hashivuya v'hashivcha. A convert, a woman who was kept captive, or a maidservant, shenifduv shenisgayruv shenishtachruv. It's funny, interesting, the order there is reversed, that we either redeemed, converted, or freed. Pchutos mi benos shalosh shanam v'yamech, if they are less than 3 years old, ksuvasan masayin. Right, their ksuva when they get married is 200, v'yesh lahem tainat besulim, and the assumption is that they are, they will be a besula as they go to the chuppah, and if there is that is not the case, then of course you have to be worried about an affair, etc. Right, that three-year demarcation, so see my previous comments about our sensitivity to the modern in the modern era. Mishnah Gimel, Hagadol Sheba'al Haktana VeKatan Sheba'al Hagdola. So here you have cases where, right, there was some type of intercourse, but we assume the virginal status remains. So that is an adult male has relations with a female minor, VeKatan Sheba'al Hagdola. Right, a young male has relations with an older woman. Umukas eitz. Mukas eitz means you were hit. The hymen is ruptured by, right, you're hit with a stick with a piece of wood. Right, today's horseback riding. There are ways that, right, that don't involve intercourse that the hymen can break. So that's the mukas eitz. Hit with a stick is the Mishnaic and Talmudic phrase for that. Ksuvasan masayim. Right. They also have their ksuva is 200 because the assumption is, I don't know if this is medically correct, but if a girl is young enough, has intercourse, that the hymen actually will reform. Got to check with the doctor to see if that's medically correct. Katan, a child, right, has relations with an older woman. They assume he does not have the strength, whatever. It's not going to break the hymen, or mukas eight, somebody with the hymen is broken but not through intercourse. Those are our exception cases where there is no hymen but no intercourse, or yes intercourse but yes hymen. So ksuvasan masayim, right? They keep the 200 dinar amount. Divrei Rabbi Meir, so says Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omer, chacham say mukas eight ksuvasa mana. That no, if the hymen is broken in a non-sexual manner, Chacham argue with Rabbi Meir and say that the ksuva is only 100 dinar. Mishnah Dalet. Besula almana, grusha v'chalutza min hanisuin. Right, so now you have a woman who was not only engaged and the husband dies, but even if she was married, full nisuin, and the husband dies, but they had never consummated the marriage, one of them. He was sick, whatever it was. Or grusha v'chalutza min hanisuin. Right, a woman who is divorced or chalitza after nisuin. Ksuvasan mana, their next ksuv is only 100 dinars. Ve'ein lahen ta'anas besulim. Right, the husband can't come and claim there was no besulim. Prohibited, that claim is no longer valid. Hagioras v'hashivuya v'hashivcha shenifduv shenisgayruv shenishtacharu, and a woman who converted, captive who was released, a maid servant who was freed, yaseros abnos shaloshanam v'yomechem, but those all happen after the age of 3. Ksuvasan mana, right, there is actually an assumption of intercourse in each of those cases. The ksuva is 100 dinars, ve'en lahen tainas besulim, and there can be no claim from the second husband of, right, the fact that she is no longer a virgin, because the assumption should be that, well, the assumption was that she was not a virgin. So I'm not sure if it's smart or stupid that we skipped Yevamos and started with this, but off we go. Please join me tomorrow, and we'll continue learning Mishnah Ksuvos.